Kaliiva Jodo Mission.
Church we put on the historic register about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Just about an eighth of a mile down. So I'm sure you know that. And then
oh, he's doing the wall.
You take down and then from here.
I'm from Kauai. So how many abundances are there around the island this time on Oahu?
On this island?
Yeah.
I don't know. 30, 40, 50 temples. Yeah. Or
not. I think on Kauai there are 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that? Am I doing that? Yeah.
Yes.
This area is the original building. Yeah. Because we had a tsunami two times.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Some major storm or something. Power went on or something, and they never had the conference, and just sat in their hotel.
Members get together and then paint and they kind of renovate. We did.
And then after several people.
It's old-fashioned sliders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then a little dog door.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. It's that little metal
thing. Yeah, those hard to work. Those are always hard to work.
I don't think I have time for long here. Yeah.
Okay.
How to do this beer.
Until about 5 years ago, there's a hula studio. Children came and practiced hula once a week. But the teacher quit. After that, nobody used this room. And the floor is kind of scary.
That's what I was thinking too. Over there too.
What about?
Turn my desk.
Oh yeah. What's the matter with you? They're holding hands right now. I know. I guess I said I better start this thing to the template. But I remember this place as a boy. It's for children.
Sorry. So I can give you a quick run through. Don't want to do that. So thank you all for coming. So the temple was started in 1913 at this area. This building, I guess, or the reverend at the time gathered funds from the immigrants who were living in the area as plantation workers with the primarily Wailua Sugar Company. He purchased this plot of land, or part of it, It was originally a hotel, a two-story hotel, and this was, I think, the building, because it was actually located next door here, where that covered patio is, and there was a smaller one-story building here, a house, it looked like. That was removed, and they moved this building over to this location. So just from here to here.
When was that?
That was soon after they took over the property. And then, of course, they made it, you know, they renovated it into a temple structure. But that's why it was always two stories here. I can show you a photo of that. So, here's the original Jodo. This was originally the hotel, and here was another smaller structure. And as you can see, so this building was moved over, and then they added kind of a front porch area and stairs that come up from both sides.
Is this a front now? Mm-hmm.
It's been changed over time, but we still have this the one part of that. So I can
this
share.
Is not
the
stairs.
Yeah, that is. But this no longer exists. So it was hit quite hard by the tsunami that came in the late 40s. They had to, at that point, renovate the temple. And they also, the building that was here, which was a smaller educational structure, they held Japanese classes there. That got wiped out in the tsunami. And then they rebuilt it, what you see here, in the late 50s. And then this temple structure here was built in the early 80s. And that's when they stopped using this structure here. It's significant for its relation to the events of the growth of Japanese Buddhism here on the islands, as well as architecturally the level of detail that you see in the architectural interior decor. So, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Do you know how old this building is?
Well, actually, so the hotel was developed in the 1890s. We don't have the exact date, but it's from the 1890s.
And it was converted to the mission. What year?
1912, 1913. Did you all meet Reverend Ezaki?
Yes, we did.
You did? Okay, great.
Thank you.
So we are only wanting to put this building on the historic register, not the other structures. Originally, the area here probably had tatami mat, which is why the
platform is so high that the tummy mass fits on the ground. Service. So that's why you have a lot of storage and things like that. And it connects underneath the raised platform of the inner altar area. So you can kind of go through there if you want. It's symmetrical anyway on both sides, but I can show you there is a stair that goes downstairs.
Stairway was taken out by the tsunami.
And what about this part? When was this at?
This is an early addition, but I don't know how early.
Is this like mid-60s or something?
For an angular person.
What year did she say the tsunami was?
The 46.
The
46,
right? You can tell because there's a sliding shoji screen that leads out to the bathroom area, and they wouldn't have built it after the war like that. They would have done it pre-war.
Okay. Just the roof has that kind of modern shit.
Yeah, sure. It was re-roofed and stuff. Did you notice downstairs on this corner here, it's like a concrete wall, the exterior wall that was put in right after the tsunami? So protected.
Originally did this for fireproofing. They thought that if they chamfered the edges, that they wouldn't catch on fire as easily.
Really?
Yeah. All the older buildings. That's why they all have that nice detail. So.
Oh my gosh.
Early fire.
That's entertaining for sure.
Yeah.
Downstairs, if you'd like. I mean,
Is there any more questions for her before we get?
Okay. Because in Hawaiians, stones are called pohaku, and in Hawaiian culture, they generally are guardians. So they're like soldiers; they guard. That's why a lot of places you have the way the vehicles can go. Yeah, they're really like guards. So that's why when I see the pohaku stacked up like that, I was just curious.
Just so you move.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Let's get going.
Okay,
let's get going. 10:30. Oh, wait. Do you have any more? Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
For the next one? Okay.
Well, I'm ready. I don't know.
Thank
about
you. They're ready.
Did you have any last questions?
Any last questions before we head out?
Delta.
Oh,
Summer Street.
Yeah,
6077 Summer Street. Out in, this is like East Honolulu.
This is like my Pico's.
Pico Lagoon. let me see.
Is that Guadalupe? Where are we?
The people in
America. We are in. Oh shoot! I mean, it is like Ainahina, past Ainahina and Neo Valley.
Okay.
So past.
Yes, that's what. Well, that's new. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So past that, and then we keep going.
All the way to Pike Coast. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.